This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got the initial numbers on how well our current flu shot is doing. It's a lot higher than I expected. But before we talk about flu, I just want to put the coronavirus numbers out there because we've got a lot to talk about today. Where we're at with coronavirus, which is not flu, that's the epidemic going on in China, we're at 77,000 total cases. It seems to be starting to level off a little bit because over this last week, it's been in the 70,000. So we're not seeing exponential rises. We're not seeing linear, but it seems to be still rising, but starting to stave off a little bit. We've had over 2,200 deaths. They say 18,900 people have recovered from it and are doing fine. We have currently 56,000 active cases, 21,000 closed cases. So we're doing pretty good there. If we have any more updates, we'll keep you posted on that. Well, not like doing good in terms of that's a lot, but if we're starting to slow things down, that's very, very positive. There is a company that is claiming, I believe it's out of Texas, that they do already have a vaccine. They already have what they need to make a vaccine. Can hopefully accelerate it. Nick of time, almost a little bit too late, but, you know, we do need to implement vaccination for this because we're still nowhere near this thing being over. So hopefully it's starting to slow down. Unfortunately, we still have a lot of cases. Now, flu, though, is in the news because, people are more worried about the flu. The flu kills a hell of a lot more people than the coronavirus. So right now with flu, we've had, I think, about 92 chilled pediatric deaths. We've had, so thank God we've had no deaths from coronavirus, but from flu we've had about 92 flu deaths with kids. Overall, we've had over 22 million cases of flu. And I apologize, I don't have the numbers of the death count. I think we were over 10,000. I need to reconfirm that when it comes to regular flu. And obviously that is huge. I mean, compared to coronavirus with the 2,200 deaths, we're dealing with an epidemic of our own, and nobody seems to talk about it. I mean, it's in the news, and, we kind of get exhausted in the media talking about the flu, so then you don't hear about it. Everyone's talking about coronavirus, but still, flu is, the number one pathogenic killer right now in the United States. There's been about 160,000 hospitalizations. And so how has our flu shot been doing? Well, the latest says that our flu shot is about 50% effective, 45% effective in adults, 55% effective in kids. And that's pretty good. Okay, so in a good year, the flu shot will be effective about 60-some percent. You're never going to have 100% because the virus changes and it mutates. And they have to make their best guess the year before. So, like, right now, it's February. Right now, they're trying to figure out the vaccine for next year's flu season. And they have to follow what's going on in Australia and the Southern Hemisphere. So we take our best guess in January and February. So a good year is about 60-65% effective. So us being at 50% is pretty damn good. Now, what's a bad year? Well, back in 2014, that's when the flu shot was only 19% effective. That was really embarrassing. Then the year after that, 15-16 season, we're about 48%. 16-17 season, we're about 40%. 17-18 season, 38%. So we've been kind of waxing and waning. Last year, it was okay. you know, we didn't have as much of a mismatch, but a couple years ago, again, it wasn't as, I think we were at 20-some percent effectiveness. So here we are at the 50% mark. They're averaging between adult and pediatric. So what does that mean? Well, I actually interpret it as a lot more optimistic than others. And the reason why is, and I'm sorry, my nose is running. The reason why is we had kind of like a double-pronged flu season. We, our flu shot protected against three strains, right? Two A's and one B. Well, this flu season, we started to get hit with the B version first. And we were like, okay, well, this isn't it. We know we're going to get hit with the A version soon. So we got hit with the B version, then we got hit with the A version. And if we're looking at 50% of the people who got the flu shot didn't get the flu, that's pretty damn good, especially when we had multiple strains becoming very prominent this year. Now, the influenza B one, even though they could cause pandemics, it doesn't seem to cause as many serious flu outbreaks as we've seen the H3N2A strain. The H3N2 did make its rounds this year. In fact, we're seeing a lot of the cases now. But what I'm seeing with my patients that I've been taking care of that have gone and gotten swabbed is, and then family members are like, well, I need Tamiflu, is it seems to be still an equal amount of A and B. You know, so both strains are still circulating, but B came first, then A. And, which is kind of the opposite, because usually A and then B, but we won't go there. That's not how they're named, by the way. So when a flu shot has that efficacy, it means it did fairly well. The problem is you have somebody out there go, oh, it didn't work for me. Well, you know, or I got sick. You aren't really supposed to get sick from the flu vaccine. The flu vaccine is a killed virus, so they take the virus, they basically make it completely inactivated. So, but they keep the shell in a way, so you're the protein, so your body could recognize those proteins. We have live attenuated one where we kind of weaken the virus to the point where if you do get it, it doesn't do anything, and your body will still mount an immune response. This flu shot we're talking about is the killed vaccine, the inactivated one, and so. We still being in flu season. In fact, we have seen a surge of flu. We suggest that you still do get the flu shot. Flu shot takes about 2 weeks to kick in. How long does it take to make? Well, like I said, right now, you have the convenings of the powers that be, including the World Health Organization, CDC, to decide what that next virus or which next viruses we need to protect against. They always want to protect against an H1N1, which caused the swine flu. They always want to protect against an H3N2. They always want to protect against an influenza B. And then there's another version on the quadrivalent called Phuket, which I can't really pronounce correctly because it'll be a bad word. The quadrivalent will also protect against that, which is a B. So we do our best, you know, and so, you know, when people talk about how the flu shot kind of stunk this year, it didn't do that badly. 1-877-4.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, making headlines, obviously, over the last few days is the discussion of Michael Bloomberg's NDAs, or non-disclosure agreements, with women who accused him of harassment. Elizabeth Warren hit him really hard within the first 2 minutes of the debate, saying she'd like to see what's in them. And this push to open up the non-disclosure agreements has been a very, very hot topic one. And it's a very, very common act of companies to make employees who are leaving sign something saying they're not going to give trade secrets. I'm sure people who leave the White House have to sign it. There's, you know, when you work for a place, and you go to the competition, because the average person will work and go to the competition. If the contract doesn't have a non-compete clause, and then the non-compete clause prevents you from going to competition in a certain mile radius for a certain period of time, which really, really stinks and limits the employees, but I get that. I get that. They will have you, upon leaving, sign a non-disclosure agreement. Now, you would think most people would be like, I'm not signing anything. I'm leaving. See ya. Well, many of them will give a severance package. And so you will get the severance package only if you sign the non-disclosure agreement. So for those people who go, really, I really don't care about your secrets. Honestly, I think your company is run pretty crappy. I don't think anybody even wants to know about it. Fine, I'll take the severance. Let me sign it. I don't know the legality of that, if that's really legal, but a lot of companies do that. When there is workplace misconduct and somebody threatens to sue, whether there's proof or not, companies might go and turn to the non-disclosure agreement and say, look, we don't have time to fight this. We will settle. But if we do settle and give you X amount of money, you can't come back and accuse us again. Can't do double jeopardy. So some people take the settlement, some don't. The majority of people might go and take the settlement because lawyers are costly. The embarrassment, the re-victimization of going through it. So you do have many people that feel forced, you know what, I might as well take the settlement. Settlement doesn't really correct the wrong for any of us that have ever been harassed or assaulted, but it allows some degree of moving on for at least the employer. Well, billionaire business executive Michael Bloomberg, who is running for office and has made it to the debate stage due to his very, very, his nice coffers that he could use for his campaign, was pressed by Senator Elizabeth Warren about the non-disclosure agreements that women signed regarding allegations of workplace misconduct at his media company. And so he acknowledged that they were there to settle issues. And he had said that none of them accused me of doing anything other than maybe did it like a joke I told. They signed those agreements and will live with it. But Elizabeth Warren doesn't want to just live with it. She said on CNN that Bloomberg's comments on women were disqualifying. So if Bloomberg is going to come in and try to Donald Trump the race, and it sounds like these other candidates are a little worried about that, they're going to go on the attack. So Elizabeth Warren wrote, Mike Bloomberg can easily release the women who have accused him of sexual harassment and who voluntarily want to speak about their experiences from their non-disclosure agreements. Take a look at how simple and straightforward it would be. So they actually are looking at the release and covenant not to sue. They're looking at what Bloomberg made them sign. And basically, she and lawyers are telling women, whoever wants to come forward, you probably can. Very, very scary. Very, very dicey. For a person to go against and breach a non-disclosure agreement, it could open them up to a whole slew of liability. Now, people will say, yeah, but you're going to have public opinion, and, you know, the public's going to protect them. It really doesn't. Once the story's over, I mean, and they're out in the open, not to mention if some people look at the allegations and go, wait a second, all he did was kind of tell a limerick. Are you kidding me? So I don't know how willing women are going to want to come out, assuming they're women. So, you know, to breach an NDA, there is a way to do it. And one way to do it is if the media is portraying the victims incorrectly. So let's say you signed an NDA and the place of work is either bad-mouthing you or they are saying, these women tried to get money because all I did was say a joke. The women could say it was more than a joke. How do I set the record straight? So there are ways through this NDA to, there are ways to release certain information if you are setting the record straight. And so, but hopefully it was in the NDA. Now, there's a lot of states that are now wanting to change the rules on these non-disclosure agreements because they want to make sure that anybody who was assaulted, workplace harassment, sex discrimination, etc., doesn't get silenced. California Code of Civil Procedure 1001 invalidates and renders void a provision within a settlement agreement that prevents the disclosure of factual information related to a claim filed in a civil action or complaint filed in an administrative action, including sexual harassment, workplace harassment, sex discrimination. But in order for this to apply, the parties must have entered into the agreement on or after January 1, 2019. So, and then that's the key. Was it a fact? So, you know, it's, as far as I'm concerned, I agree with people who, if you have been abused and workplace wants to lump it into trade secrets, that's not cool. And many people on their exit of leaving a company feel very scared and feel very forced to have to sign something. And so I agree that there should be an out for that. However, what do we do when there are false claims? The thing we have never figured out in this, you know, whole Me Too movement is what to do when somebody's lying. And you do have a lot of companies that have no idea what the heck happened. There's a he said, she said, and to make it go away, they'll do a settlement. And so, and I'm not saying, you know, these companies are innocent. I mean, you know, I'd like to err more on the side of the caution if somebody felt harassed and somebody felt, you know, assaulted. But if non-disclosure agreements start to not become, shall we say, solid, and there's room for people who leave the company to take revenge, then I fear that many companies are not going to want to hire women. I mean, it stinks that as much progress we make, I keep saying this, we put ourselves back some. But if somebody leaves a company, I know of one place of business where people are leaving in droves, and they feel wronged, and they're going to leave. Some might sign a non-disclosure agreement, some not. But what if one of them goes, you want to know what? This happened. And I have to admit, the after-the-fact remembering isn't always, you know, malicious. A lot of times you innocently go, you know, this happened, and I put up with it. And it was one of the least things that bothered me, but it was still very harassing. And so, you know, coming out later and saying, look, this happened to me, do employers deserve some protection? And then how do you know if it's fact or not? And then do employees, you know, deserve the right to say, you know, look, they wronged me? So we don't have this down. And if more states decide to say, you know what, okay, if you do an NDA, it doesn't include harassment, then that means an employer is going to have to pursue to the nth degree the evidence of that harassment. Because if it is going to be set in stone and written that that happened, then that's going to put even more pressure on the victim for proof. And if employers find themselves in a vice, they'll be like, you know what, it's just easier to hire men. We aren't going to be having them this, you know, these harassment accusations. Or they'll be less likely that harassment will happen because you have less women. So we have to be very, very careful about what we do moving forward because it could actually hurt women more than it ever has. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Stop. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Nevada presidential caucuses are set for tomorrow. The Democratic candidates, including frontrunner Bernie Sanders, are doing last-minute campaigning, with the exception of Michael Bloomberg, who's not on the Nevada ballot tomorrow. He's concerned that Sanders might end up winning the nomination.
If we choose a candidate who appeals to a small base like Senator Sanders, it will be a fatal error.
While in an exclusive CBS interview, Bernie Sanders again said he's concerned about Bloomberg trying to buy the Democratic nomination.
I am worried about an unprecedented amount of money being spent on a campaign.
A top Taliban military leader and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are both confirming that the U.S. and the Taliban plan to sign a peace deal on February 29th if a week-long reduction in violence holds. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. This one study came out, which I find a little concerning, and it looks at the wealth of the millennial generation. And they say that their wealth is still lagging behind previous generations at the same age. So when it comes to real estate, investments, consumer goods, they are far behind previous generations, like the Xers, which is my generation, the boomers, or the traditionalists. They say millennials owned only 4.6% of total U.S. assets in the third quarter of last year. That was the year when this middle of the generation was turning 30. That compares to 7.8% of my generation in 2002, 25% for baby boomers in 1990. The median boomer was slightly older at 35 years old. We didn't have data for boomers at the age of 30. So, what does that mean? Who cares? Well, if your millennials aren't buyers and investors and as intertwined with the economy, it really changes the whole face of how our economy is going to shape. The predictability of the boomers helped grow, you know, suburbia in a way. The post, even though the traditionalists were the ones that kind of moved out to the suburbs, but it was because we have kids. We want to raise families. We just went through two big wars. Right? You know, we want a house and we want land and we want, you know, more kids. And there was a huge population boom, you know, as our men came back. And boy, did our, gosh, man, our soldiers look good, didn't they? I would have had 8 kids. And then having all these kids and having baby boomers start to grow up in the 50s and 60s, you know, and then, you know, then Vietnam, baby boomers then having themselves to, you know, be a part of Vietnam, their attitudes changed, especially since there was a lot of communism sort of scares that pervaded their growing up. And they didn't want a communist society. Baby boomers wanted nothing to do with the way things were done in Russia, the way things had been done in Germany that the parents had told them. And so they really embraced the whole American way. I'm going to buy a car. I'm going to, you know, make my mark. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to enjoy America freedom and the freedoms that America offers. There was a lot more of an American sentiment. I know there was a lot of, you know, riots and, you know, demonstrations when it came to Vietnam. But you did have a sense of American pride and how the way our republic, you know, approaches, you know, economy and the way it approaches, you know, being non-communistic or non-socialist, there was more of an embrace by the boomers. The millennials, a little different. And a lot of the millennials were not ready for the recession that they saw. Now, we had recessions. We had recessions in the 70s. We had a recession in the 80s. We had a recession in the 90s. You know, I was poor most of it, so I didn't really notice it. But a lot of the millennials really noticed the last one during the Obama years, whether we think Obama had anything to do with it or not. And it was frightening because the millennials saw what happened to their parents. Whereas when I was growing up, it was, okay, and I understand if my family's poor, I'd take care of my parents. But, you know, a lot of parents had jobs. They were in corporate America. They wore their suits. They, you know, the baby boomers seemed to find a niche in economy. When the millennials saw what happened in during the whole, you know, internet takeover and smartphone takeover and start for automation and recession, it scared the hell out of them. They were like, well, I'm not going to spend money on a car that depreciates. They got smarter. Like, I'm not going to buy a house that's going to, you know, possibly lose money or crash during a recession. And they go, I'm not going to make the same mistakes as my parents did or my aunts and uncles did. Then they look at college differently. Well, my parents had college. That did nothing for them. Mine didn't. But the millennials might be looking at, my parents had a college degree. That did absolutely nothing for them. So then their attitudes start to change towards college. So when they're like, why am I buying a house? Why am I, you know, taking out student debt for a college degree that won't even guarantee me a job? I'm going to be competing with automation. Whatever job I have now is going to look completely different because computers took over. And again, millennials grew up in the internet age, where whatever we thought was never going to be overrun in a, you know, a job that would be solid, they saw the opposite. You know, Walmart stores started to pop up all over the place. And you were like, wow, you know, Walmart's never going to have an issue. Well, they could. But now with internet and Amazon, Walmart has to be on its toes. You might not see as many Walmart stores if they don't need to have the real estate. So when your millennial starts to look at this, they're like, I don't know. I think, you know, I'm going to save the money. They will buy internet. They will buy laptops. They will buy smartphones. Millennials are very much into investing into tech. They like their tech, and they understand that that's where we are. But the millennials, you know, a lot of them, as they're doing their jobs as accountants, are like an accountant. I'm an accountant. He's like, why do I need an office? I don't need to meet with people. If I do, I could just meet them for lunch. Pay for lunch and save money. But to have an office and spend money on a secretary or assistant, spend money on power bills, cleaning, just the real estate of it. People email me their stuff. I email it back. I don't need to see people. So, you know, there's a lot of companies that don't necessarily need office space. In fact, one rising industry is where if you have once a month meetings, there's a place where you can just book that room once a month. Just pay a couple hundred dollars for that one time you need that meeting. They even have P.O. boxes and things like that. So you don't necessarily have to rent space. The millennials are driving this ingenuity. And we've talked about this on the show. They're smart. They're one of the smartest generations. The only thing is what does that mean if they're not buying the house? What if it means if they're not going to get the college education? I mean, many are. But what about the roots? Same thing with the approach to family. Just because I have a kid with somebody doesn't mean I have to marry him. Look what happened to my parents. They got divorced half a dozen times. So we also have a much different culture when it comes to family and the nuclear family. You have a dad with three baby mamas. You have boyfriends, girlfriends, raising kids that aren't theirs. And so why buy a house with somebody I'm dating when if I need a new job and I have to move? You know, it's a much different world that they live in. And they're shrewder. Then we have the predictability. All right, you get a degree, you get a job, you buy a house, that job's going to take care of you for 20, 25 years. The average person doesn't stay at a job longer than two, if that. So if we don't have the commitment of the millennials into the economy, into the real estate, into certain industries, those industries are going to fail. Which means we need to find out and we need to decide what we want our future to be. If the millennials are spending the way they're spending because we can't predict the future and they're scared, then let's start planning what the future will be now. If it's going to be automated, if it's going to be, you know, all working from home. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the race to figure out how to address superbugs is now involving AI. And scientists discover a powerful antibiotic using artificial intelligence. It has been heralded by experts as a major breakthrough in the fight against the growing problem of drug resistance. And they used a powerful algorithm to analyze more than 100 million chemical compounds in a matter of days. The newly discovered compound was able to kill 35 types of potentially deadly bacteria. Antibiotic-resistant infections obviously have risen. And if antibiotics are taken inappropriately, harmful bacteria living inside the body become resistant to them. People, again, they don't understand how that happens, but basically what it is, the bacteria that don't die on the first assault obviously have some sort of genes that allows them to propagate, whereas the other bacteria that died are dead. It's kind of like a survival of the fittest. Or if the antibiotic isn't taken strong enough, I only take it for 2 days, then the bacteria are like, wait a second, I was about to die, but I didn't. Okay, now I can, make more progeny. And sometimes those progeny are stronger than the antibiotic. And, I do telemedicine, and I take care of patients online, and I love a lot of these patients, but some of them writ me a new one because they want an antibiotic. They go, I need an antibiotic, and they're able to now call in and get one. Even though telemedicine companies have strict guidelines, there's thousands and thousands of calls coming in to telemedicine companies of people wanting antibiotics. And so I fear the antibiotic resistance can still continue. So we need to create new antibiotics or non-antibiotic ways to kill bacteria. Now, Regina Barzilay, senior researcher on this particular project at MIT, says in terms of antibiotic discovery, this is absolutely a first. The discovery was made using an algorithm inspired by the architecture of the human brain. Scientists trained it to analyze the structure of 2,500 drugs and other compounds to find those with the most antibacterial qualities that could kill E. coli. They then selected around 100 candidates for physical testing before discovering Halicin. James Collins, a bioengineer, says, I think this is one of the more powerful antibiotics that have been discovered to date. We wanted to develop a platform that would allow us to harness the power of artificial intelligence to usher in a new age of antibiotic drug discovery. Can I just stop here for a second? Does that bother you guys that we need artificial intelligence to figure stuff out? It's artificial intelligence. It's not real intelligence. We have the original intelligence. We are using AI to replace us. I get this is fantastic. If a computer or a robot can see something a human can't and then create something, that's exciting. But, are we really writing us out of the industries? It just bothers me. We used AI technology to come up with this. Well, then I'll just hire AI. What am I hiring you guys for? You guys didn't figure it out. If I owned a company that needed to come up with drugs or the next, cool car or tech or whatever, and I'm being told that these companies are using AI to figure that out, just let me get that AI program. I don't need you. We really are, you just kind of watch this happen, you're like, what the hell are we doing? And being a scientist and having my science background, you are a scientist then, you end up unfortunately, really getting ingrained with we can't stop science. We can't stop progress. If we could make something, you make it. How do you not do something that you're able to do? This is what has been frustrating people with cloning. They're like, you could make another human being from somebody else. Let's do it. Well, because then we're going to have stormtroopers. By the way, they were called stormtroopers also. The Nazi regime. We don't want stormtroopers. Okay? We don't want a whole, population of people that can be, created. But in science, they're like, okay, so we know how to do this, so we just don't. Well, yeah. We know how to make bombs that can wipe out cities. You know, so it's very frustrating from a scientific standpoint. And with artificial intelligence, no one's going to stop, because they want the credit for coming up with a algorithm or something. They want the credit for coming up with the artificial intelligence, saying, look, I created this artificial intelligence. They might patent it. They might make a crap load of money. But they're making humans worthless. And I'm not saying it's going to be like Terminator 2 or, gosh, what was that movie I just saw where the robots kind of took over? Ex Machina, something like that. Ex Machina. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be like that anytime soon. But we really are moving towards that sort of a picture. You know, doctors are developing and researchers are developing ways where artificial intelligence is reading the radiology image better than a human. Am I the only one that finds that disturbing? So how are we going to be then, you know, doing x-rays and CT? So you get a CAT scan. You just stick it in a machine, and then the machine reads it, all normal. Now, the average person's like, sounds good to me, because the average human could be sitting there on his phone or her phone, distracted, flirting with somebody. Sounds good to me. Doesn't sound good to me. All right? Because a lot of medicine is instinct. I have seen EKGs wrong. Any of us in medicine that were forced to use an EKG where the machine would give out its own interpretation, would groan and go, I'm not even going to read it. I'm going to look at it myself. And I can't tell you how many times an EKG was read as normal. And I'm like, but no, it's not. This isn't normal. You have something wrong. But that's how things are going. Okay, they, you know, trust me, in healthcare, they would love non-doctors. Doctors make too much money, people believe. I don't. For the amount of work and time and investment we put into our education, we basically lose our youth. And then we put our families at risk all the time, bringing home tuberculosis and HIV and hepatitis and whatever else, flu, coronavirus. I mean, I don't think doctors are overpaid. Maybe a couple of them out there, but the average primary care doctor, hell no. But for as we start to go socialized, there's going to be this push to have non-doctors do everything. And machines give your output. So you'll pee in a cup. Cup will tell you what you have the results. You'll be told what to do with the results. You'll be given a medication, all done by computer. No doctor. It's going to save healthcare billions. Until somebody realizes, wait a second, there's something else going on. I don't trust the machines. But we're working so hard to make artificial intelligence, we're working so hard to make this artificial intelligence such that we have, you know, machines doing our work. So I get that we do need to recruit. I get that, you know, we can always better ourselves. And if we're going to create a tool, use that tool to help us make a better tool. But I just think everybody kind of needs to stop and think, go, where are we going with this? Unemployment, mass unemployment, no matter how good your computer or smartphone is going to lead to a huge depression. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.